morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. And we are joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How was your weekend?
No, not too bad. How about yours?
Dude, it went good. Went pretty good over here. We got some interesting weather. Well, it's Wisconsin. We always got interesting
what is
weather.
It not interesting.
Yeah. We have some unnormal, weird, interesting weather. So it's a Monday here in Wisconsin. What do we got in store for us, Paul?
Yeah, it certainly is. It's an unusual mid-January rain event continues here today with these showers and temperatures that will stay pretty steady in the mid to upper 30s through the day. Southeast winds 10 to 15. Light showers and drizzle tonight, yet down to 33. And then on Tuesday, still could see a little drizzle, otherwise cloudy skies, and 37 tomorrow, 25 Tuesday night. Highs on Wednesday at 33 with a cloudy sky. On Wednesday night, chances for snow move in, maybe some accumulation. So early indications put in potential several inch amounts Wednesday night into Thursday over our area. 26 Wednesday night. Light snow showers into Thursday, 30, and then back to some upper 20s. Some clouds are hanging around yet Friday and Saturday then. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
I appreciate the updates, Paul. We'll talk again tomorrow. You have a good day.
All right, you bet. You guys too.
Best in the business right there, friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciating those updates. Get another one from them tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Got plenty of good things going on this hour. We're getting to Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. And we got some other fun stuff to touch on. Right now, though, I wanted to start here. Today is, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But mm-hmm. MLK's birthday was yesterday. He would have been 94.
Wow.
If he were still alive, do you think he would prefer his own birthday or his own holiday? There is a new poll out that asked Americans if they prefer their birthdays or various holidays. And for most people, birthdays don't stack up to Christmas or Thanksgiving. Only 26% of people prefer their birthday over Christmas, and only 34% like their own birthday over Thanksgiving. 44% said that their birthday more than they like their birthday more than the 4th of July. And another 44% said that they prefer it over Mother's Day. About half of us prefer our birthday over New Year's Eve, Memorial Day, Father's Day, and Halloween. Birthdays have fared much better against Valentine's Day and Labor Day. 59% of people like their birthdays more than those holidays. Now, they didn't ask about Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Next year, MLK wouldn't have much of a choice because his holiday falls on his actual birthday, January 15th. But it's an interesting one. Now, I disqualify myself from this because I've mentioned many, many times my birthday and I do not get along. We never have. So I digress and I pull myself from this conversation. But I think it's an interesting thought. And I've never even thought about asking somebody this. I think it's kind of interesting.
Well, go ahead, Melissa.
Birthdays can be rough for some people. Like you've said, James, you have not the greatest relationship with yours, but that can change over time, too. Of course, when you're a kid, birthdays are just the best. Mm-hmm. They're exciting because the day's all about you, and I don't know about you guys, but my mom made birthdays special, just like super special, and she put a lot of effort into it, where then in later years, it doesn't feel the same. Without, you know, mom mm-hmm. making mm-hmm. the day special. And if you don't have someone in your life that cares or that would focus on your birthday, then it can take on a little bit of a, you know, kind of a sting in a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it can get better, too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I think, I wonder if it depends on when your birthday is, too. Because when
sure.
a kid and you have your birthday during the school year, you have an opportunity to really celebrate with friends and family, be recognized and have something, you know, make it a special day for you. When you have a summer birthday, like some of us, you don't get that. You know, I was always jealous of my classmates that were able to have their moms bring in cupcakes and things like that and celebrate it and have it recognized during class. And that wasn't always the case. So I wonder if it depends on how much of a deal was made of you and of that day as you were growing up to how you feel about it in your adulthood.
And see, Beth, I was always jealous of people who had their birthdays in the summer because they could go swimming on their birthday. The best I could do was ice skating.
Always greener on the other
side. Yeah.
This is one of those topics when it comes to people's birthdays that everybody's got a gripe. Mm-hmm. Even if you love your birthday, you love, I love this, I love this about it, I love that. But there is this one thing. Everybody's got something about their birthday. I had something that I thought of like years ago, and I was bashed for this idea, but I can't help it. It's coming back again and everything. What if you could choose your birthday? You know, legally, once you turn 18, you can change your name if you want to. So correct. This name that you didn't choose, that you were given, you can technically change that if you want. Now, of course, I don't know the stats of how many people actually do change their name because of not liking it. But, you know, I'm sure there's a good portion, at least 10% of society, maybe less, maybe more, that does that. But nobody says, well, you know what? I've always wanted a summer birthday. My birthday's on July 3rd. Like, you can't do that. That's not how this works. But what if it was? I mean, okay, legally, obviously, because of having to have a certain age to be able to do certain things, then yes, you have your technical birthday. But what if we popularized or made the thing of, you know what? I'm tired of my birthday landing on Christmas. I'm tired of sharing my birthday with Christmas. My birthday from now on is January 7th because I like the number 7. And that's what we did. We celebrated your birthday on January 7th.
Is that where the whole half birthday thing came?
Maybe. I don't know.
Melissa can go swimming on her half birthday and I can go ice skating on my half birthday. Yes. Is that how that works?
Yes.
Well, and I think schools do that now too, where they'll celebrate summer birthdays during the school year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so those kids get to do it at school too. But so, I don't know. We kind of do this though, James. Yeah. Like my birthday falls on a Wednesday this week. Mm-hmm. So we're celebrating on the weekend.
There you go.
That's true.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, we do kind of, I think that maybe making this more of a thing. Though I think like you got your I didn't think about the half birthday thing. You're right, that is a thing, and I've heard others talk about that and stuff too. So
Then you throw in the golden birthday. Have you heard about these?
Yes.
These didn't start till after we were a little bit older, but celebrating in a very special way the age that you are on the day of your birthday. So like if your birthday's on the 6th, when you turn 6, if it's on the 12th, when you turn 12, and then going on up. And nobody told me that.
Yeah.
See, I did not get to spend my golden birthday doing anything special.
One of my worst birthdays was my 20th, was my golden birthday.
My golden birthday was pretty awful, too.
So.
Now, when we talk, you hear about all this conversation about birthdays and everything, you can understand why a lot of people like their holidays more than their birthdays. Not to say that there can't be, bad memories attached to a holiday, of course, but it tends to... When the focus isn't just on you, the pressure isn't as much. And so it isn't so much of the remembering, oh, well, this happened to me, that happened to me, or whatever. And so it's a little bit easier. It's a little bit more about others.
Well, and with holidays, there's more of a ritual to it. If you think about the popular holidays, you've got Thanksgiving. There's always that traditional meal that you put together, and you always do the same things every year. Same thing with Christmas. You get your traditions together. You go through those rituals with each other. With your birthday, unless there was a ritual or a tradition that was set up early on, you don't really have all of that.
Cake.
That's about it. Or if you're my husband, pie.
Yeah, but cake. You know,
that's just because he's weird.
cake, pie, to each their own.
Right.
But I will say that does make things a lot better. Like if you are having if you have bad memories with those days, honestly, like I think one of the ways you can counter that is by doing that. It's usually I think that one of the, okay, I'm going to make this year's birthday. Last year's was a horrible birthday. So this year I'm going to go do this and some big plans and all these things. I don't think in my experience, it's not how it works. It tends to be more organic. It tends to be more. This was actually the best birthday I ever had or whatever. And you when you look back at it and stuff, and it wasn't something maybe you even tried necessarily to do. I'm not saying you shouldn't make plans, but I think if it's on your mind, it's in the forefront of your mind, it's going to be a good day. It's got to be a better day. It's got to be a better day. It's got to be a better day. You're putting yourself in a real tough position there to expect a perfect day when the odds of that happening are pretty small. I also love the, because we did this during the gamut of the marathon of holidays we just went through and everything, of asking your favorite holidays. And we talked about this actually at Director's Cut, Melissa, Seth, and I. And I loved hearing back from the audience about that subject. And it's one of people's like most topical things to talk about was why they liked this particular holiday.
Okay.
And how much they liked it. Not one person mentioned their birthday or anything. So here's another part of this, too. Is there some fear of ego with your birthday? We tend to really push back in society against ego and against having an ego and being selfish in these things. You've heard very few things in life where people have said being selfish is good. And this is bombarded on us from a very young age. And then our birthday rolls around and it's you. It's all about you and all that. And it can feel a little weird. It can feel a little like for some. And I wonder if there's some of that too to this in this mix.
Well, does anybody else feel awkward telling people when their birthday is?
Yes.
You know, if it's coming up. Oh, yeah, my birthday's life. In so days. My birthday's in like 5 days. And it feels weird because it almost asks, it makes you feel like as if you're asking for that attention.
Right. It puts an expectation out there.
Right.
I'm on the L train. There's I'm late, obviously, for class, and all of a sudden the train gets locked up, and we're stuck. And I'm going to be even later for my class. And there was a small fire that had started that got put out. Didn't ever get near us, but I mean, it was pretty hectic that day on the L.
Mm-hmm.
This lady is looking over at the cab that we're in and stuff, and talking to the other people in there. She's like, "Could you imagine if today was your birthday?" And I just sit there.
Oh no!
And there's a part of me immediately that wants to say it's my birthday.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, nah. I don't feel it. I don't want to tell them. I didn't want to say anything. I think that there's something about
yeah.
that.
Right?
And I hadn't thought about that before though. But yeah. I think that whether it's a holiday, whether it's your birthday, you deserve to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is no day that goes by that I wouldn't say that with.
Well, and I'm not surprised that birthdays outranked Valentine's Day.
Me neither.
Well, when you're single, you hate that holiday because it makes you feel guilty because you feel like you're not fulfilling some type of societal expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And birthdays are just natural and a part of who we are. So,
well, being alone on your birthday can be just as bad as being alone
Absolutely.
On Valentine's Day. So there's a mutual kind of but it gets compounded if it's both days in that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never heard anybody say that Valentine's Day was one of their favorite holidays.
Nope.
It's kind of like there's a part, the romantic part of me that thinks that's sad, actually. That's, but maybe it means that we don't need it. We find plenty of moments to be romantic. We find plenty of moments to be loving and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm wondering if we need to start, with leap years.
Because
we have specific birthdays that we celebrate in bigger ways, right? When we turn 21, there's that expectation that you're going to hang out and finally have your first drink of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my 21st birthday was alone in a hotel, and I didn't even get carded.
Oh, that ain't right. Oh, that
I'm
ain't
like,
right.
Come on, I wait all this time, and now, okay.
That's not fair. That's not right. Take a break right on that note. That's not right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and a lot more celebrating. We're going to make sure you celebrate, you enjoy your birthday.
Yes.
All the people coming up here and everything as we talk birthdays. Coming up on Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time for Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who he said that was, that artist. I know that song that was just playing.
Wasn't it Selena?
Was it Selena? Okay, maybe. Yeah.
Or Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
Was that Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to get into this, and I want to thank first off everybody that sent us your birthdays and anniversaries. Thank you very much, everybody. Keep them coming. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com or james@wfhr.com. Really, any of our staff, and you get us your birthdays and anniversaries, and we'll get them. You can go ahead and direct message us on Facebook as well. We encourage you to do that. Let us take a look, and I need first a one or a two, Beth?
Two.
All right. That gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. First up, a very happy birthday to Joan Bates.
Happy birthday, Joan.
We hope you have a fantastic day. Enjoy your day, Joan. And also celebrate a birthday, Hanky O'Day.
Happy birthday, Hanky.
Hanky is our qualifier, and kind of fitting, she does photography here in town.
Oh, okay.
And she did our photos for, back with Heart of Wisconsin Media, she did some photos for us.
Okay.
A great lady. Wonderful lady.
Yay.
One of the few people that can find that small sliver of light where I look good. Right? and somehow managed to find it and actually get some pictures that were decent of me. And then, of course, we had the change over in corporate.
Right.
And now it doesn't matter. Now we can't even use those pictures. But her work is fantastic.
Good.
She is very, very good.
Yeah. Go get that pie.
Yes. Encourage you to do that. Encourage you to go ahead and support a local business as well in Hanky O'Day Photography.
Absolutely.
Let us take a look at some celebrity birthdays right now. Well, first up on the list, the great Lin-Manuel Miranda is 43. He's only 43.
Yeah. Shocking.
Of course, the creator of Hamilton. He is Lee Scoresbury in the TV show His Dark Materials. Mm. Did a ton of the music for Moana.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Bert's former apprentice, Jack, in Mary Poppins Returns.
Right. And the way we've been celebrating him this weekend in our house is watching Encanto, because he did the music for Encanto.
That's right, yeah.
That was a fun movie, too. I like that one.
Yeah.
That man is only going to stop working if he wants to.
Right.
Like, that, he would never stop working. Like, he could just pull up a seat, like literal chair, like right in front of Disney if he wanted, and just sit there for his whole career,
right.
Let alone all the other things he could do and everything.
Completely changed the face of Broadway with what he did with In the Heights and then with Hamilton.
I don't think it's far-fetched to say he saved Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to say it because I think that it makes it sound like it was just him. He wrote the play Hamilton, so it starts there.
Mm-hmm.
But the cast, the team behind Hamilton made it just as successful. He'll be the first to admit. Lin is not the strongest actor. He's a good actor. He's a way above average actor. But then you see him in that, especially the Disney version that they released, working with some of the greatest performers you'll ever see in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be the first to say, he would be the first to say, that's what made Hamilton famous and made it so well known. It's not just having a great script and a great idea. It's being able to pull it off.
Right. Right. And to cast people that don't fit the historical model of what those people were. I mean, it was based on history, but the people you have playing those historic figures have to look nothing like what that history is.
And I'll say this about theater that doesn't get said enough. If I'm Lin-Manuel and I go to Disney before the play, before it goes to Broadway and everything, if I go to Miramax, if I go to any movie company, say, I want to do a biography on Alexander Hamilton. Okay, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make him Puerto Rican. We go, well, get out of here.
Right.
Literally, get out of here. Somebody escort him off of our studios. Mm-hmm. This would never work. It takes theater.
Yeah.
It takes theater to be able to pull certain ideas off. And for Hollywood to look at that and like, hey, look what they're doing on Broadway. That looks pretty, oh, wow. Now, by the time Hollywood does something, it usually bombs like Cats or something like that. But still, that shows the power of theater and that an idea can sometimes land so much better on a wooden stage than it can on a cold metal, studio stage or theater or, place to film.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Pujols is 43 today. We're going to walk into the Hall of Fame. Yes. We're going to. Great. One of the great MLB hitters of all time.
Yes.
Yes,
my husband's going to kill me if I don't get this right. He was with the Twins, correct?
No, he never played for the Twins. But I like your try. I like that you tried. He was with the Cardinals forever.
Okay,
went and signed a big deal with the Angels.
Okay.
And wrapped up his career with the Cardinals. He actually retired last year.
Okay.
Let's see here. Kate Moss is 49. Iconic supermodel.
Yeah.
Modeling agency founder and owner. Kate's been around for a while doing this.
Oh, yeah. She's British.
Mm. Yes.
Let's see here. Roy Jones Jr. is 54, a.k.a. Captain Hook, a professional boxer with a record of 66-9, 47 wins by KO.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, one of the voices of the 80s, one of the great voices of the 80s, let's just say, Sade.
Oh, my goodness.
Sade is 64 today.
Wow.
Nigerian singer goddess, No Ordinary Love, The Sweetest Taboo, but of course her great hit, Sweet Operator, or Smooth Operator.
Smooth Operator, yeah.
great singer.
Mm-hmm.
Another great right here, Debbie Allen is 73 today.
Really?
Actress, dancer, choreographer, starred in Fame, currently plays Hondo's mom on SWAT, and Dr. Avery's mom on Grey's Anatomy.
Wow.
Yep.
She is Felicia Rashad's sister in real life.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How did I not know that? I didn't realize that. Maybe I heard it and I just forgot or something.
And she did some guest appearances with Felicia on The Cosby Show growing up.
I do remember that. Yeah. I do remember that. It makes sense now that I hear it and I see it and everything, but I guess I didn't know.
And she is a phenomenal dancer.
Yes. Yes. Iconic. Yeah. Iconic director. Guy who changed the face of horror. John Carpenter is 75 today.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I should be honest here. John Carpenter didn't do too much in his career. Just Halloween, the 80s remake, The Thing, Christine, The Fog, Assault on Precinct 13, Big Trouble in Little China, They Live, Escape from New York, Escape from L.A., and the underrated John Carpenter's Vampires. Just a couple of things, you know. Nothing big. Although Big Trouble in Little China, classic. Classic. I don't care how bad that movie is. It's a classic. Ronnie Millsap is 80 years young today, the country legend.
Mm-hmm.
Any Day Now, Lost in the 50s Tonight. Got a lot of hits, Ronnie Millsap. I don't know if he has, to me, he has a memorable voice.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't know if it's an iconic or one of the more memorable ones.
Right.
But I just, I don't know a ton of his music, but if I hear a song on the radio, I'm like, oh, that's Ronnie Millsap. I know his voice.
Or you at least know his name.
Yeah. A.J. Foyt is 88 today, auto racing legend.
Mm.
And some people no longer with us, like the great, the legend, and I do mean legend, Ethel Merman, born day in 1908, passed away in 1984. You saw her in Airplane as the shell-shocked soldier who thinks he's Ethel Merman.
And talk about an iconic voice. That is a classic one.
There's No Business Like Show Business was her theme song. But to the end of time, there are a handful of scenes that will always make me laugh. There, I've mentioned before, in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, they're going down the wrong street, and Steve Martin looks at John Candy, and he's got the little devil costume on and all that. It just gets me just thinking about it. And for some reason, that poor fool over there thinks he's Ethel Merman. And Ethel Merman comes out of the bed and just starts singing, and she sells it so big. She's so over the top with it. It's so huge. It's just her face, too, makes me smile. Just a great face, great smile, all that.
And she launched off Broadway, didn't she?
Yes.
She was known, and I believe Gypsy. She was Gypsy Rose.
She was Gypsy Rose,
Long
before Bette Midler, that was the Gypsy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too many people, that's how they still look at her. And too many people, I mean Bette Midler, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's Bette Midler's her own words saying that.
Wow.
The great Dizzy Dean, born on this day in 1910, passed away in 1974, Baseball Hall of Famer, who once said, "I ain't bragging. It ain't bragging if you can do it."
Wow.
Great line. And every rapper would use that from the end to the end of time.
And I hear that name and I think of the Abbott and Costello routine, who's on first, because that's part of the prelude.
That's right. Sure. Yeah. Great pitcher. Great pitcher. Yeah. And one of the better names in baseball history.
Yes.
You're a pitcher and you leave the batters dizzy. I mean, that's a great, like, man, that's that baseball just gets the names right. They do. And also one more to mention. Aaliyah was born on this day in 1979, passed away in 2001, unfortunately.
Mm.
She had three albums in her short life, and three went double platinum. Incredible artist.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, taken advantage of in many ways by R. Kelly. But that, even with that, was able to push through and still have quite a career in a short amount of time. Managed to do quite a few things. Her biggest hit, probably the album Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. One in a Million was a huge one. They got a lot of good hits.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good hits, and a really good artist. really becoming a fine actor too. Queen of the Damned she starred in before her passing. And I thought she did a way better than average job with that for somebody, especially who had not acted that much. Romeo Must Die, another good movie she was in with Jet Li, where Jet Li did a really good job in that too. Those two worked really well together. With artists like her, it's not just that, yeah, she did some great stuff when she was with us. I always think of what they would have done as they got older.
Yeah.
That's the part that is such a kicker about this, too. And it's rough. It's not. It's, it just sucks. No getting around it. Want to wish one more time a happy birthday to the people that we got here. Joan Bates, happy birthday, Joan.
Happy birthday, Joan.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier today, Hinky O'Day.
Happy birthday, Hinky.
Happy birthday, Hinky.
Take a listen to Melissa's news and then head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. In pocket, hope you're having a good start to your day out there. This will be in my head the rest of the day. I don't know what it is about this song, but it gets in my head and it never leaves. I think the last time it happened, we played it during Rock History 101 or something. Okay. It literally, like the next 2 days, this song was in my. It's a great song.
Right, it's got a catchy beat.
It just does. And there's something about again the music when you hear it when you're alive when it's released. And especially, I think, for us 80s kids, where I'm not just thinking of this great song by the Pretenders. I'm thinking of her in the kitchen outfit. She's wearing a waitress outfit. Mm-hmm. She's walking around checking people's, you know, she's a waitress, and that's in the music video. Mm-hmm. And that's such a part of the song to me, is thinking about that, too. It's actually something I want to get into with Seth on Director's Cut, of songs that make you think of certain scenes in movies, right. or vice versa, you know, and that kind of thing. I've made this joke my whole life in radio. There is a generation of kids out there that can only count to 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And you don't know what comes after 12. Nobody knows.
No.
But because of that song, you know, you can at least keep counting to 12.
You 12, yep. And I still remember the little video part that went with it, with the little pinballs.
The little pinball, yep. I wonder how many, like, if Brass in Pocket is stuck in my head, if I'm not alive when it's released, and if it isn't, the music video isn't attached to it and everything. It's just interesting how that stuff works, how it plays in the brain and all
absolutely.
That. Speaking of how things play in our brain, today is, of course, Blue Monday. They say the most depressing day of the year. And I want to dive into this a little bit, because you're going to hear that term a lot today and about it. I think that just hearing it can oftentimes trigger some people.
Right.
So I want to kind of, I think that one of the ways, at least for me and many people I know, to counter triggers, to counter our own brains, is with logic, is with fact, and kind of dissecting things. Why do they call it Blue Monday? Is it, why are you in a good mood when everybody else is in a bad mood on Blue Monday or something like that? Like, these kind of things can help. Having the conversation can help. If you haven't had a good day, you're totally out of touch. Or if you're having a good day, then you're out of touch because today is Blue Monday. That's not true at all. It's always the third Monday in January. It's been a thing ever since the travel company that we talked about earlier did this as a campaign in 2005. It's based on a weird formula that's supposed to calculate how sad or depressing any given day might be. It factors in things like bad weather, post-December stress, holiday debt, New Year's resolutions we've already failed at, and the fact that it's just a Monday in general. Most experts have rejected the formula as not very scientific, and since weather factors in, it only works in the Northern Hemisphere. The researcher who came up with it claims the happiest day of the year is usually in mid to late June. If you look at an actual mental health stats, there's no proof today is any more depressing than any other day in January. But some of us tend to have less pep in our step this time of year.
Right.
So, clearly, as we can see here now, there is no science behind this whatsoever. This is basically a person's idea to help sell plane tickets. Yeah, that is about it. But people hear this term, and they may not know all of that.
Right.
And there is a group of people out there. There are a lot of people out there, I should say, that are, you know, easily influenced.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear a term and immediately it can affect you. I think it's good to know this stuff. I think it's not necessarily that much fun to talk about, but it is important to know. And our I don't think as indestructible as a human being can seem sometimes, especially when you get done watching a game of football.
Mm.
We are so fragile. We are so dang fragile. A bubble gets in our airstream and we're done. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's remarkable all this. We I think it's very understandable to look at our bodies this way.
Right.
I think it's not a bad idea to look at your brain a very similar way,
mm-hmm.
too. That it's so strong and it's capable of so many things. We walk around, you think your phone is impressive. Your brain is the true supercomputer.
Oh, yeah.
It's fascinating what our brains can accomplish and do.
Mm-hmm.
They can also be our worst enemy.
Oh, yeah. Power of suggestion.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remembering you're the one in control.
Mm-hmm.
And when it doesn't feel like you're in control, that's okay.
Yeah.
What happens when you hit black ice? You don't grab the steering wheel and, you know, immediately, I'm going to take over, black ice. I know what to do here. Nope. Mm-hmm. You let that steering wheel do its thing. You're like, all right, I'm right here. I'm going to grab it in a second. I'm going to do it. But I just need to go ahead and let all this move, and I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you just give in to it and go with it. Sure enough, if you're fortunate enough, you straighten out, you go on your day, about your way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little similar.
Yeah.
And it's also okay to hear what your brain says sometimes and go, okay, thank you. I heard you, and now you can stop.
Yep.
I don't always get along with my brain. No, we don't always see eye to eye.
What?
We, you know, it's the strangest, weirdest thing. But we still are able to work together and make, mm-hmm. you know, get through the day.
Mm-hmm. The great thing is there are techniques out there to help you. And it's just like any exercise. You have to practice them so that they become rote. They become memorized.
Mm-hmm. Depression, sadness, all these things. Mm-hmm. Nothing to take lightly and mm-hmm. nothing that you have to deal with alone.
Exactly.
Right.
There, you got allies, you got friends mm-hmm. out there. You may even have ones that you don't even realize.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are feeling blue, if you are hurting in any way whatsoever, you are not alone. You do not deserve to feel that way.
Right.
And there are people out there that are rooting for you to have a better day.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to reach for help. It can sometimes take a pinky. Sometimes it takes your whole arm. But reach. Reach mm-hmm. with all you got. And there is going to be somebody there, hopefully, to grab you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I really don't like this whole Blue Monday thing, though.
No.
I really don't. There's something about this. I can't even put my finger on it. I wanted to go into it and just make fun of it and be silly and all mm-hmm. that, but I can't. I like, even though I'm in actor mode here and everything
right.
on the air and stuff, I still can't boo that.
I think
something
we need to
about
rename
it,
I think we need to rename it.
Mm.
Let's make it Bloom Monday. Do something that will help us grow.
Ah, sure. I like that. I like that.
That's a better idea.
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that one. Because there's something that I can't put my finger on also that's bothering me about it. Not sure. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And Jimmy John's got an idea for you. Jimmy John's got a pretty cool idea. No, not me. The company.
Oh, okay.
The company.
All right.
Not
all
me.
Right.
No. You will never hear me refer to myself as Jimmy John. You will never. We'll be back with more Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We'll take it right to the top of the hour. 9 o'clock hour. Good stories of the day. That ain't right stories. Get into some more fun, too. I've got an article about the, we're going to start off the 9 o'clock hour, of course, with the kitchens open. Looking
mm-hmm.
forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have some other fun stuff in there as well. Here's an interesting one. When you're on the dating scene, it's not uncommon to have several irons in the fire. But online dating has made it relatively easy to be talking to dozens of people at once looking for a match. There's a new dating app that does the opposite. It's called Tame. And the idea is that you focus on one person at a time. In fact, the app won't let you look at other profiles until you close the conversation you are in. So there's no ghosting. If you want to continue using the app, you need to end the chat and provide a reason before moving on. And once you leave a chat, you can never contact that person again. There's also no swiping. To find matches, you'll fill out profiles and participate in questionnaires. The people behind the app claim it's healthier this way. They claim it's healthier this way. I just want to stress that because there's no science behind that necessarily. Mm-hmm. But people on social media have been criticizing the idea, saying that it's everything from an insufficient use of time to an online prison. Mm-hmm. Tame says they're completely open to feedback and are working with your suggestions. But apparently, somebody's using it because it's mm-hmm. the company's still alive and well, and they're still using. I mean, the app is still around. They wouldn't be, looking countering any of these things if it wasn't.
Right.
And if there is a benefit to today's day and age, you find out if your business is going to make it or not within the first year, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, within the first couple months. So there's enough people using this to where they're going around saying, hey, we're working on this, we're tinkering with this or whatever. So there must be some people enjoying it.
Right.
I don't know. I've used one dating app in my life, and that was it. And it didn't last very long. and I don't know a whole lot about this world. I do know, though, when I hear people, and especially young people, complain about dating apps, the biggest complaint I hear is the biggest complaint I think I hear is the grabbing of information.
Mm-hmm.
And the worry of that, the concern of that, of their mm-hmm. private information being collected by, no dating app should ever ask you for your social security number. Like that's
never.
Yeah, I had a student say that the other day. I'm like, what? Like, what app is that? What are you doing? Like, delete that now.
Yeah.
Pause in class. Grab your phone and because I take everybody put their phones away. Grab your phone and delete that dang app. Like, that ain't right. I don't want to pretend like this is, if it's normal or not, I don't know because I haven't been on a ton of these things. But it does seem a little like, the big complaint I hear is the steps. It takes too many steps. There's too much involved. And I just want to jump on there and find somebody. I don't want to answer a billion questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of tell them, I'm like, well, relationships take work.
Yeah.
They don't just fall out of the sky kind of thing, but they're not listening to me. They don't care. I'm old. I'm old and I don't know what I'm talking about. So, but I guess that could be a pushback on this. I don't know.
Well, I think that it does. It's a different type of dating platform because the rest of them, or at least the ones that I have tried, are all fairly similar in that you set up a profile and then you set certain parameters or what you're looking for, and then you're kind of just browsing, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you start up a lot of conversations all at once.
Hmm.
And that gets to be very tiresome to have to keep saying the same things over and over with multiple people trying to figure out if they're, worth talking to. But I don't know if being locked in with just one person would be better or worse than that. I don't think so.
I'm debating in my head right now. I'm putting myself in these shoes. And I'm thinking, especially as a woman, I can't imagine. It's a lot of fun to have 90 guys DMing you. Hey, did you fall from heaven? Hey, did you fall from heaven? Hey, did you fall from heaven?
That is, one of the sad realities of dating is that women have a tendency to be over-inundated with responses or messages, whereas guys don't have that. So I kind of think that a guy designed this one.
Yeah. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you. I wanted to wrap on that. This is such a guy thing. I will bet money that this is that was created by a guy. Yes. Well,
and I met Seth and got married before the real push towards doing dating apps. They really just didn't exist at that point. But if I were to do one, this one actually sounds to me more safer in a lot of ways, and the direction I would want to go, because it sounds like it's forcing you to have first dates. And if you don't like the first date, you get the choice to say, I'm sorry, I just don't think this is going to work, and close it out, and then go on another first date with somebody else rather than doing, but I'm not one of those people that would date five people all at the same time anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's an option for those that are looking at dating in a different way. It's not just about the hookup. It may be more about the relationship or, maybe looking for somebody to settle down with, where, from what I understand, again, I have no experience with these, things like Tinder are more for let's just hang out kind of thing.
Yeah. I think Melissa hit it on the head here, that dating apps there's a lot of them out there because there tends to be, obviously everybody dates differently or is looking for different things. So I don't see the harm in this app necessarily doing what they're doing. The pushback from people is fine. I get that. That's fine, too. But if I'm the app, I'm kind of like, well, my numbers are fine. People, mm-hmm. you know, there's right. if maybe this is what works for you, but for somebody else, it obviously won't. That's okay. That's dating 101. Like, I mean, that's the, you know.
Well, there's nothing saying you can't have both this and another dating app.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. It's more common that people are on multiple platforms.
Mm-hmm. Because really?
There are restrictions. Yeah.
Well,
there are certain things that you know, like Bumble. The girl has to make first contact.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook dating, you can choose. There's more parameters you can choose in who you're looking for. Plenty of Fish has, you know. They all have their own little idiosyncrasies, I guess. And
but so. There, I always say there's not enough love in the world. However, you meet somebody, mm-hmm. to each their own. More power to you. But when you said Facebook dating, I literally got a shiver up my spine. Like that sounded scary to me.
Sounded I didn't
like,
even know that existed.
Yeah, that sounded like horrifying to me. But to each their own. To each their own. And I know that if I was doing this kind of thing, I think that I can't think of the name, but I saw the commercials and I really like the commercials. The Hinge or
Oh yeah.
Is
with
it
the little dude?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the one where they tell you the purpose of the app is to delete it, basically.
Delete it.
Oh, yeah.
You find somebody, you meet somebody and everything. Like, you don't need the app anymore, just delete me. And they make it's one of the greater marketing campaigns I've ever seen. It's so smart.
It's really
awesome.
Cute.
But that to me makes sense. Like, that's the kind of thing, like, I don't want to be on a billion dating apps. Mm-hmm. I don't want, you know, that's where I would be if I was in this, you know, in this world. But mm-hmm. I don't think that there's necessarily a reason to push back on any of these if they ain't harming anybody.
Well, and it doesn't lock you into one app, like Beth was saying, too. You can have multiple apps on your phone. Mm-hmm. So,
and if this isn't the way you want to date, then just don't download the app and use it.
Yeah. I tell you, I'd rather download the Jimmy John's app.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot more fun and a lot tastier. If your New Year's resolutions were to widen your horizons sandwich-wise and refresh the seating options in your living room, then Jimmy John's has a promotion just for you.
Hmm.
They updated their rewards program, and if you sign up for it and eat all 25 sandwiches on their menu, you could earn a brand new beanbag chair.
Oh, wow.
It's not one of those fancy, classy ones. It's a basic one that looks like a giant bag of their potato chips. Still, they claim it's a $250 value. They
really?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's an expensive bean bag.
I have never heard of a bean bag chair costing over like even $20.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Like
I don't
$35
know.
$35. Yeah, about all you'd spend on that, and it'll last, you know, maybe 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah, that's the man. That is such. You're so right about that, Melissa. Especially the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting so excited to sit in a bean bag chair, and what was that? There's always
and
a little
all
hole.
The little beads
and there's
are
all
out.
Those beads all over the floor.
It was like there were some toys growing up that were like that, where mm-hmm. you were so excited and in the commercials. It looks so cool. You get it out of the box and in 5 seconds it breaks.
Slinkies.
Yes, Slinkies were one of those. Slinkies never worked for my sister, Jillian.
Really?
Poor Jillian. Like, she loved Slinkies, but she couldn't get them to roll. She couldn't. They just sit there at the top of the stairs.
And somehow they always managed to get coiled up. Into itself,
yes,
so
yes.
that you can never get it uncoiled to be able to use it properly again.
I was a pro at getting them uncoiled.
Oh, I'll remember that the next time my boys have one.
If you're
can't say I could do it now, but
if you're interested, you have to eat all 25 sandwiches by March 15th, and they only have 100 of these beanbag chairs, so you might have to eat them faster than that.
Wow!
Because it sounds like it's first come, first serve.
Okay. I would see this more as a challenge to try to eat 25 different sandwiches than to try to get that beanbag.
Yeah, well, I mean, so
I'm surprised they have 25 different sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, it doesn't seem like they have a very broad menu.
I think I've eaten at a Jimmy John's once or twice. No, maybe more than that, but I haven't eaten that much, and I didn't know that they had that many sandwiches. Yes, I didn't
mm-hmm.
know. I will say this, they're saying that if you were to spend all the money on these sandwiches, it could cost up to like $300-$400
yeah.
or whatever. I mean, a beanbag chair, like we were just telling you, was like $20. It's like, I mean, you really want the beanbag chair, I feel like you could kind of just cut out the middleman
yep.
here.
There are other ways to get a beanbag chair.
But this one would, you know, says Jimmy's Chips right on it. Oh, jalapeno flavor.
True.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's pretty original.
Yeah, if your name's Jimmy, you know, that seems like a pretty good thing to know.
If you like chips.
Yeah. I like the idea of the promotion of you eat everything on our menu, mm-hmm. and you get said thing.
Right.
Is there a restaurant you could see doing that with? Because immediately IHOP popped in my head. and I'm getting that beanbag chair.
They've got a bigger menu on IHOP.
Yeah. And this may not only be the way that I gain weight, but it would also be the way I get that beanbag chair, because I would dominate that contest. I love their food. There's nothing on that menu. I've never had like their omelets or anything mm-hmm. like that. I would eat them easily, just because it's IHOP, just because I trust them. I don't know.
Maybe Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh, yeah, I like that too. Yes. Oh, now we're talking. Yeah.
My sweet tooth just jumped in there.
Yeah, we got all these healthy foods and everything like that. Let's get into the real fun stuff.
Well, what you do is you go in on something like this with your friends so that you're ordering and everybody pitches in to pay for it. And you each order, make sure that you order a different sandwich.
Oh, I like
each one of you
idea.
Order a different sandwich. And then each time you order a different sandwich than anybody else has ordered. And then you get through the 25 a lot quicker.
You got to share the beanbag chair then?
I mean, possibly, yeah. You know,
but what's the harm
joint
in that?
Joint custody?
Yeah. Yeah. I get the beanbag chair on these dates.
There you go.
Movie night at my house this night, and then yes. you can take it to your
there
house.
You go. Swap it at work.
Next hour is right around the corner, and in it, we are going to kick things off not only with CBS News, but after that, we will have the kitchens open. Mm-hmm. Melissa and Beth's fantastic show focusing on the kitchen. Looking forward to that. After that, we will get into a topic, actually, involving the kitchen. Got that one lined up. Also got some That Ain't Right stories. Good stories of the day, all lined up for you. We will also not only touch on our great fun campaign that we got going on, Civic Media's $1 million advertising giveaway. We'll mention that. We'll talk about that a little bit. We got plenty of other things we're going to get to as well. All of that coming up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.